going to study from the Tzatzemet, Parshas B'chut Kosai, Shnat, Tov, Reish, Nun, He. These editions of the Tzatzemet, page 253, the Ezra Hashem Yisroch, we will study from Ba'alotzko, Tzatzemet, Tov, Reish, Nun, He. Did I say Ba'alotzko? I'm looking at the Chumash Ba'alotzko. B'chut Kosai, Tov, Reish, Nun, He. Looking at a Chumash, and I happen to be looking at a Ba'alotzko. Okay. For the sake of recording. We'll study from B'chut Kosai, the Sfasemis Shnaf Tov Reish Nun Hei. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, in B'chut Kosai Tei Leichu, if you follow my chukim, you follow my decrees, that's Mitzvaysai Tishin B'vachi Semaisam, and if you fulfill my mitzvahs, if you perform all of my commandments, V'nasati Kishmechem Be'itam, so I'll make sure that your rains come in their seasons, in their right times, and the earth will yield its bounty, and all of the rewards of Olam Hazeh will accrue to us. And that's exactly why we have to question why the Torah is promising us Olam Hazeh. Why isn't the focus on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu altruistically, and if there's any schar, it's Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh? And the answer, says this Tzatzemes, is in a little-known Gemara and Medrash. Gemara is in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and it's just one line in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "If B'chut Kosai," doesn't just mean if. You have to add one word in English. If only. Now, if someone says, if only you would follow my chukim and observe my mitzvot, that means that the speaker, that means that the speaker is very invested in it happening. That means that it's not just for the recipients, but it's for the benefactors. It's in the benefactors' interest. Hence, please do my chukim so that I can proper gishmeichem be'itam. Ein im elaloshon takanunim. The Gemara says. Again, the Gemara is on the Zohar Dav Hei. And then the Gemara says, v'chein hu omer, lu ami shemei ali Yisrael b'drochi yehalechu. I wish my nation, Am Yisrael, would follow in my ways. The Medrash, as we begin this Tzatzemes, Issa B'teres Kahanim, the Medrash uses the words Hamakim Mis'aveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has great desire Shiyu Yisrael Amelim B'Teir. As Rashi famous tells us from Chazal, B'chukhese Telechu means that we should be Amelim B'Teir, be steeped in, involved heavily in the study of Torah. Amelim B'Teir. V'chein K'siv Lu Am Yisrael Yisrael B'drochi Yehalechu. And then what does the pasuk go on and say? So many great things would come to us, right? Vayachileu mechelu chita umitzur dvasha asbiyak. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will provide the fat of the land. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take the best care of us. We'll have peace and we'll have success in every way. No threat from enemies around us. And that's what Hashem wants. V'darish im loshen bakash. Drasha is that im kaisai really means, if only you would, because Hashem wants us so badly to receive v'nosati gishmeichem be'itam. Very Indian. He says the importance of this is the hamefarshim hikshu. The mefarshim ask al shenichdav schar ba'olam hazeh, that the Torah here is emphasizing again and again the schar for observing Torah and being amel b'Torah v'nosati gishmeichem be'itam v'nos naharis yivulah v'isid v'chandayish v'batzer v'batzer yasek yizorah. All of these are material gains and benefits. So the Mefarshim asked, but it's all Olam Hazeh. For lo Iker Haschar, the Olam Haba. The Torah doesn't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell us, please do the mitzvah so that you will be rewarded in Olam Haba, which is the Iker of the Tzchar that we're coming to. Mitzvah Hashem in Olam Haba. Okay, Nira. The Be'emes Kol Mashenemer B'Teira Hu Limud L'Vnei Yisrael. The Torah's point is not to tell us that there will be reward. That's why Olam Haba is not expressly described in the Torah. The Torah is Torah, meaning guidance, teaching, guidance, and not reward. Kol Mashenemer B'Teira Hu Limud L'Vnei Yisrael. Shal Shem Zeh Nikreis Torah. That's why it's given that name. Because the point of the Torah is to guide us to give us the mitzvahs and tell us how to live and what to do and what not to do. Uschar hazeh shenichtav b'atayra hu gam kein. One sentence, that's the entire paragraph of Pasuk. That there will be schar, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to receive that schar, and that we should therefore do the mitzvah so that the Ratzon HaBorei of that schar's arrival should materialize. That's why we should do. We do the mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Toiv. HaToiv Ki Lecho Lachanav. The Hatava will reach us, and the Ratzon HaBorei will be fulfilled. We have to talk, of course, about, you know, why it's so important for that Hatava to reach us, and then what do we do with that Hatava? But the fascinating thing here is that the Sasemis is saying that the Schar, and knowing that it is a Schar, and knowing that Hashem so wants us to receive that Schar, and then to respond to His desire, in B'chukaita, if only you would follow my mitzvah, then do it, not for the Schar, but because He wants to give us. There's a huge difference. Not because I will enjoy the Schar. And as I have that Schar and receive it, the great Tzaddik said, I'm so pleased that the Ratzon HaBorei is being done more than I steep in the enjoyment and pleasure. Is that a high madrega? Oh, absolutely. But did not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, before he passed from this world, raise up his hand and his 10 fingers and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows I was not nehene from all of the fabulous wealth that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi acquired? That is the mitzvah. To have the Ratzon HaBorei Yisparach Shemoi, therefore, umitzur dvashat, so that all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the proper, will come. V'chein, he says, that's the Pirush HaMishnah. Sheschar mitzvah. So we commonly understand that as we do a mitzvah, opportunities will come for another mitzvah in its path. As a result of one mitzvah, we're led to the another, and we have a life of mitzvah from one to the other, Baruch Hashem. Says the Sfasemis, it also means that seeking the schar of a mitzvah, because Hashem wants us to, that's a mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is a mitzvah. Because that's the rule. If I'm doing the Ratzon HaBorei, what difference does it make if I'm doing it because this act is what He wishes for me to do, or the result is what He wishes me to receive? If I'm doing it l'shma, there's no difference. He says, and we'll see it inside, Shema Li, what difference does it make? Shiritzoni yisbarach ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah? Or b'mashiritzoni yisbarach la-hazbi'enu? What difference? If I'm doing it l'shem shemayim, it makes no difference whether it's because this hanachas tefillin is so precious and important, or because the result of this hanachas tefillin means so much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to happen as a result. In these worlds, in our world, in the Olam Ha'elyon, all of this, that's the Ratzon HaBorei, either way. So what difference? Whether it's because the act itself is the Ratzon HaBorei, or the results that flow from it are the Ratzon HaBorei. The point is, it's the Ratzon HaBorei. Schar mitzvah, the fact that there's a result, and knowing it, and saying, I want Hashem's Ratzon to happen, the good that comes and flows from all of this, that's the Ratzon HaBorei mitzvah. That attitude is also a fantastic, fantastic notion. Very high moral ideal to live by, and to enjoy the world by. We'll talk more about that. Halei Adrava, Zeh Tachlis Ratzon Yisbarach. Ultimately, the mitzvahs are to perfect the world, and to perfect man, and then for man to reach a shleimus, and then all of the reward for that shleimus. Mali, if it's a reward in this world, next world, or if the reward in this world is so that we can have what it takes to continue to grow, and have it that we are enabled to grow, so we can reach the next world. But the point of it is, not for my enjoyment, but so that I can serve, and so that I can serve in a manner that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, with all the people in it, are functioning on high levels, with functionality, and with purity of heart. And if we can do that, so then of course, we happen to have something that's enjoyable, but again, we turn that enjoyment toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is. Az Tisamag El Hashem. Let's continue. Ubamash and Misagalin Maisin Taivim Achad Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisin Es Birchasai. This is that we make our Maisin Taivim special and emphasize them and how we do them with purity of heart, but including in that sense of why we're doing it is the schar, and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to receive that schar. That schar itself, if I'm doing it for the sake that Hashem's ratzon should be done, if that ratzon is to give and provide and to build a world beautiful in a way that promotes more beauty and more holiness and enables us to do more mitzvah, then doing that way is also a mitzvah. Okay, pirush schar avera avera. But the same thing when the shoe's on the other foot. It's not just that, so you'll fall into a bad habit, and you'll be careless, chalila, about one avera, chalila, and then careless about a different avera, and fall into one trap after the other. No, but just the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to respond to an avera, and take away good, chalila, provide something that hurts, and he doesn't want. More than we don't want to be punished, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't want that we should have to. More than we don't want to be punished, the Ritzayin HaBoyre is that he not have to punish us. Aside from the fact that whatever it is that we do, errantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that, Gam Ha'Einish, that there will be a punishment, Shemahapchin HaRishayim, that the Rishayim turn midas rachamanusa ul midas adin, because Baruch Hu's compassionate midah should be lost and changed into midas adin. That's a terrible thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that to be ze'atz ma'aveh, forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, as it were. He doesn't want that because he wants toiv. So that itself is an avera. Oy b'yaisa, more than the avera itself. K'moy shekhar. We have to appreciate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so much for the taif of this world to be dominant, and for us to be part of that taif. And of course, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, benadam lachaveira, it's oilam chesed yibana. We're going to do good with him. He is why I'm doing it. I am doing it as and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's participatory character in it, because it's his mitzvah. I'm not doing it only because it's a nice thing to do, but because it's the Ritzayin HaBoyre. So we have to understand that Sarsemis is talking a very high ideal, but it's not out of reach. And everything in the world, Chaim Vital, Eitz Chaim, the Shar, Chklolim says, beginning of Perek Aleph, everything Hashem created is in order for some good to result. Everything, every human being, every creature, every hill, mountain, valley, stream, lake, ocean is so that there should be toiv. And then when a person does a mitzvah so that toiv can evolve, so then you're doing the Ritzayin HaBoyre. That's a mitzvah. That attitude itself is the attitude with which to do a mitzvah. That's what Chazal mean when they say in others, don't do mitzvahs to receive reward, the kabel prat, to receive the reward. Of course, but you're going to receive a reward. And you know you're going to receive a reward. So what do I do with the fact that I cannot but be cognizant of the fact that if I do the mitzvah in the best possible way and I do it to Shem Shemayim, there will be a reward. What do I do with that if I'm supposed to somehow ignore it? Because the Mishnah says, don't do mitzvahs amanas l'kabel pras. So in the simplest way, we understand the Mishnah to be saying, even if there would be no reward, do it because it's the Ritzayin HaBoyre. Yes. But here he's saying, you know you're going to have a pras, receive the pras with the right kavanah. Ki haskar atzma yitzrichin lekabel l'shma yisbarach ula hisaneg b'yoyser mizeh shenaaser ritzoynoi shehu lahetiv lakol shezer ritzoynoi yisbarach, have the greatest tainug from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hatava, which is so much what he wants to do, will happen, and enjoy that more than the hatava is. Just like we said in the case of an avera, that, you know, worse than the punishment is that you're forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand to punish. Same thing. It's not about being mekabel pras, but be so glad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given the opportunity to give, to present the pras. Because there had tzaddik, top of the leftmost column, because there had tzaddik misameach v'yoyzer, this gives greater sympathy to the tzaddik miguf hatayuva shemargish, more than the actual, you know, good that is being enjoyed. And he's going to, you know, talk about some examples. You know, the olam hazeh aspect of our world is the subject of a fascinating statement in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Nun Dalet. Shmuel says to his beloved Talmud Rav Yehuda, it's a very known, well-known Gemara. He says, "Tim shinuna chatoyv ba'achol chatoyv ve'ishsei," which means grab every opportunity to eat what you can, to drink what you can. The alamud azlinim inek is the world that we are in here for this fleeting, short period of time. Kihilul adami, it's like a chasana. It's like the smorgasbord. You know, they put it all out. And chatoyv means literally to grab. You know, which we know sometimes we're mekayim with gusto. And you know, you take and take and enjoy it because it's like that. It's like the hilula. In a few hours or less, it's over. Now, does it mean literally that you should understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy this world? So do so. On the simplest level, that is what Shmuel is saying. But he's also saying there are opportunities of holiness and opportunities of enjoying and enjoying with the right kavana. Now, in Chassidus, all of the world and what Hashem provides us in Mishol and given by the Rebbeim, it's all compared indeed to a wedding feast. Now at the wedding feast, you have people enjoying different things. There's some people who run to the sushi. I'm talking American weddings. It's a big, big sushi thing. You know, there's a big bar, a whole display of that. And then there's this kind of, and the carving station, and I don't know what else you have at these. And the chopped liver. And whatever the people have, yeah, the liver with the sauté onion. Yeah, whatever they enjoy. And then someone else, very into the wine, they have some very fine choices of wine. And then there's someone else who enjoys the music. Now, everyone is enjoying something else. What are you supposed to be enjoying? What's the celebration about? What are you supposed to be enjoying? You're supposed to be enjoying the fact that there's a chasana, that there's a chasana and a kalam. And that it's kiddush in holiness of a new holy union in Klal Yisrael. That's a building block through which Oy Yishama Ba'ar Yehuda B'chutzei Yerushalayim Kol Tzotzin Kol Tzumko Kol Chosin Kol Kala. That's what we're celebrating. A chasana hilula means the coming together. Kiddushin is like the coming together of the Shechina here on earth and HaKadosh Baruch. That's what we're celebrating. That's what Chosin Kala represents. Says Rav Nachman Reblessif, the rest of points out that yes, some people enjoy different things, but the wholeness of joy, to appreciate the whole hilula, not just chatoif, this and that, but the entire picture, that's only enjoyed and seen by a person who's able to understand what's behind everything all at once. The person who sees, you know, who sees from above to above all the good that's come together here and rejoices in the source, in the Baal Simcha, and rejoices in that higher realm, which in our case, in the Gemara in Erevin, when it says Chatef Chatef, because it's Hilula, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all the good things. And now they're enjoyed, not because of my personal enjoyment so much as because look how the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being done. When people do mitzvahs, and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is effected and done and achieved, so then you have Yichuda Yisbarach. You have literally the joining of the worlds, Ailum Hazeh and the Elyonim all at once. So a great person has this, let's call it a transcendental appreciation of what's happening when all this good is provided in what Mar Shmuel called our beautiful Hilula, the world, the banquet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And in this vein, it's the Talmud, Yaakov Yosef, who says, what's the most important word? And the word that joins really together the Chasan and the Kal. The one most important word at a wedding. What's the most single word? It's two letters. What's the most important word at a wedding? One word. One word in Lashon HaKadosh is the most important word in all of a Chasan. Almost. Next word, li. Hare at mekudeshet li. Because that means this kala and this chasen have an exclusivity with each other. And are now joined together, creating something very kadosh, that's very holy. And what was supposed to take from that gemara, where we call the whole world a Hilula, is whatever you leave to me is taken with the Kedusha, like the Chasen takes the Kala. At this banquet, we learn that everything that Hashem Baruch Hu is giving us, that leave becomes mine, for what purpose? For me to be joined with He who gives, like out of Kedusha. It's not how much that ring is worth, it's who gets joined to whom, and under what circumstances in Kedusha. That's how we are supposed to be receiving what's given to us at the banquet, the Hilula, that is Olam Hazeh. And that's the meaning of the Gemara in Erev Nun Daled. Chatoif v'achol, chatoif v'shisei, v'almud azlinin minei, Hilula da. Let's continue. Have just a few more minutes. V'isa v'zayar, the Zayar HaKadosh, says in Parshas Lech Lecha, v'ask only by God, Hashem promises Avraham Avinu. V'avarech Lecha. And then the pasuk says, "Vayel Avram kasha dibir al Hashem." Kadosh Baruch Hu convinced him. Says the Zohar, "The iftach play b'kuli hapitakas." He was promised, so Avram went. Excuse me. So because of the promises, that's why Avram did what Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do in Lach Lecha. Tumur, the chas v'shalom avid l'manas v'kabel pras. No. Now we understand. Ach adarav, zeh hapirish shaholach kasha dibir elo. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it. I'm doing it because he said it. The haftachos and the fact that he said it are all one and the same. It's not because I want what he promised, but because he promised and he wants it, that he promised and that he wants to provide something, so then I have to do so that his wish to provide can be fulfilled. Kashadiber. Because he said that this is what he wants to give me, so I have to do it so that his ratzon should be makuyim. They're the same. To do because he's sent to do it, and because Hashem wants that tzchar to accrue. Hakol! Lasses would say no yisbarach. Either way, it has to be. I'm doing so that yisbarach, Hashem yisbarach's ratzon, will be fulfilled. Vehi avoda eved neman. That's what a real eved neman is all about. He knows that there will be a reward. But he's not doing it for the reward. He's doing it so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to give the reward will be realized. Tzitzit, of course it's tzitzit. Now, there's a fantastic prediction of Kedushas Levi in Parshas Vayera. On the Pasuk, Vayas Mishte Godo B'yoyim Higomel Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu made a big Mishte. B'yoyim Higomel Yitzchak. It says in the Gemara, it's Gemara Pesachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Goymel Chesodim to Tzadikim. Avram was celebrating the fact that there's going to be so much Gmul brought to Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Sheyigmol Chasdei L'Zarei Shel Yitzchak. That's why he celebrated. So in other words, Avram Avinu is looking forward to the thousands of years of Am Yisrael's story, to all the Gmul that's going to come. So do you think he's celebrating the fact that, oh, it's going to be, they're going to be so many rewards that my children and children's children are going to receive? No. In the words of the Berditchas, like the Gemara says, more than the calf wants to nurse, the mother cow wants to give milk. That's the point of Higomel. Like the Gemara says in Kuf Yotet Mitzachim, B'yayim sheyigmol chazdei lezari shel Yitzchak. Zeh hayasimchas Avram, Avram is celebrating the fact that there will be mitzvahs done, and when those mitzvahs are done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do all the hatava that he wants. That the Tov, that is the Rebbeinu Shel, the ultimate good, will be able to and have reason. We will be kalim to be recipients of the Tov, so that he, Hashem, will be happy. Please, so that my will to give you will happen. Will be made possible. And that's Avoda Neman. That's the Avoda of an Eved Neman. V'zehu shikosu shalei amanas l'kabel pras. Shalei liyos negeh afilu pras mashahu b'hana asai. That the pras that you're going to receive, but you celebrate that it's given. Rak l'rishus v'tzayna yisbarach shemai. That it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon will be fulfilled. V'lachayim yichtav zeh haschar b'tayva. That's why it says, v'nasati gishmeichem b'i. Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pleasure to give it. Not because he's saying, you know, it's going to be good for you, but because it's going to be good for him. How much he wants to provide us. That's why it's in the Torah. And that's why the Olam Haba issue is a moot point. The Torah is here to tell us we're getting rewards. To tell us what Hashem wants is that we should deserve all the good that He wants to provide. Just.